Then there's John, Torvaldsen said. The gospel written the furthest away from Jesus' life, around AD 100. There are so many changes in this gospel. It's almost as if John talks of a totally different Christ. No Bethlehem birth. Nazareth is Jesus' birthplace here. The other three talk of a three-year ministry. John says only one. The Last Supper in John occurred on the day before the Passover, the crucifixion on the day the Passover lamb was slaughtered. This is different from the other Gospels. In John, Mary Magdalene alone goes to the tomb and finds it empty. She never even considers a resurrection, but instead thinks the body has been stolen. Only when she returns with Peter and the other disciple does she see two angels. Then the angels are transformed into Jesus himself. Look how this one detail about who was in the tomb changed. Mark's young man dressed in white became Matthew's dazzling angel, which Luke expanded to two angels, which John modified to two angels who become Christ. Over time, the resurrection was made more and more miraculous to accommodate a changing world. There's nothing whatsoever literal within the Bible. It's a tale riddled with inconsistencies that can only be explained through faith. That may have worked 1,000 years ago, but it's no longer acceptable. The human mind today questions. Your husband questioned.
So what was it Lars meant to do?
The impossible, Mark muttered. His mother looked at him with strangely understanding eyes.
But that never stopped him.
The voice was low and melodious, as if she just realized a truth long lain hidden.
If nothing else, he was a wonderful dreamer.
But his dreams had a basis, Mark said. The Templars once knew what Dad wanted to know. The true source of their power was not wealth or might, but knowledge.